Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
Wow. Everybody, we are back in the boxes. We're back on Zoom. We are once again in quarantine.
Technically, I guess, in quarantine. Yeah. We're away from each other.
Yeah. We're social distancing. We're not in quarantine, but you know,
we don't want to get the coronavirus.
Welcome back to people always saying like, "Oh, we're in the second. We're not in the second wave nationally. We're still in the first wave." And oh my goodness,
fuck!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
Explosion! Alec! Boom!
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. On this podcast, we improvise in the format of a table read, which is when people read out loud a screenplay for a movie or TV show. So the three of us will be making up all the dialogue, all the action, all the characters, all the settings, and everything else you'd find in a great movie screenplay. In order for us to get started, one of us talks about a TV show or movie that we've seen recently, and we go off of that. And today, it is my turn to go with something.
Alex's turn.
We did previously do an episode, but we had to scrap it due to technical difficulties. So in the time since we recorded, I've watched completely new shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
All right. The one that I'm choosing for today is a movie called The Half of It. It's on Netflix. It's a good little movie, I would say.
Okay.
So what happens in the movie is there's three characters mainly. There's the main capital M main character is a girl named Ellie Chu. She's an immigrant from China.
Bless you.
Broke.
Bro.
Does that
bro.
Come up in the movie?
No. There's a part where, because she lives in a small, the three of them live in a small town. So there's some backwards thinking there. Like there's these people. Anyway, so Ellie Chu, she's an immigrant from China. She's very nice. She's very smart. And she has this system where if you pay her $20, she will do your homework for you. Mainly, she writes an essay for you. So she has like this entire system. She's like, she's getting moolah up the wazoo. She's rolling in it. It doesn't really show her rolling in it, but you know, I'd assume
because she doesn't physically roll in the money.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't pull a Huel from Breaking Bad.
Oh, nice.
I get that reference now.
I never knew anybody who like got paid to do someone else's homework.
Yeah, me neither.
Ever.
I never seen.
Yeah,
me
like
either.
Is that a real thing? I think that's the thing that only happens.
I don't
in
know.
Movies.
I used to let people cheat off of me back in middle school, and I really felt bad.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
did you get paid?
I never do that.
No.
I took a math class once, and there was this kid named Riley who cheated off me, and he asked me in the middle of the test. Like, he, like, was like,
yes, that happened to me, too.
Jesse. With Riley?
No.
What?
No, it was like...
How do you know Riley?
It was, like, the final back in, like, eighth grade. People, like, I would just, like, they just, like... copied off of my test and I just let them and I'm just like, why did I let them do that? Anyway, so
you're
Ellie
complicit.
Yeah, you're I so was cool. Complicit.
Okay.
I wanted people to like me.
Yeah, that's us cool nerds. We let people copy off us. Yeah. So they don't be mean to us, I guess.
So Ellie has a system going and the main guy of the group of the movie, he comes up to Ellie and asks her if she can write a love letter for him. To give to a girl that he really likes, because he like, well, mainly he asks her if she can like do some proofreading of a love letter that he wrote. She reads it and it's like stupid as all hell. He's just like, I like football and I like pizza and I think I like you as much as pizza. it's shit like that. It's like
quirky
that type of wording. So she's
like
this is fucking terrible. You're fucking ignoramus. So she agrees to do it. She agrees to a one-time thing, one letter. So she writes the letter. He gives it to the girl, but she responds back. He gives her the letter, like the Ellie the letter back, and they just start. Ellie and this girl start to have a correspondence between each other. And Ellie starts to find out that this girl is really smart. She's, like, well-read and everything. And they continue to write back and forth with each other. The girl obviously thinking it's the guy. And Ellie and the guy, they start to become good friends. They start to help each other out. Again, they live in a small town, so, like, the guy's...
a racist?
No.
Oh.
There's a little bit of gay phobia in there, but, you know, it's treated very well.
The gay phobia?
Yeah. You know, like, they obviously admonish it. Like, they get...
I see. It's like, it's the movie treats the situation.
Pro-gay phobia, yeah.
Yeah, it's not pro... Can you imagine? Gay. It's not anti-gay.
This major Netflix movie is now,
it's
like...
It's just like, it's just like, uh-oh. We're just
canceled.
Anti-gay now.
Yeah.
Just like, what a terrible stand, Netflix.
I know. but so what he works at a sausage place. Like, they make like hot dogs and stuff.
The glizzy.
A glizzy, yeah.
Glizzy.
and like
glizzy factory.
Yeah. He works at the glizzy factory and the glizzy farm there and Shaboken, whatever the fuck, and like hit her. Ellie's dad get like helps him out, like, and like becoming learning his dream of what he wants to do in his life. But the thing is, Ellie, she starts to like fall in love for the girl she's having this correspondence with, and like, but the thing is, like, the girl starts to go out with the guy.
Oh.
And
wait, like in real life, they meet in real life eventually?
Yes, they do meet in real life. They go on an actual date. There's this whole, the first date is like super fucking awkward too. Like, he's just like, I don't know what to say. But then she makes it where they like start talking over text because he's so awkward. But the person who's texting is actually Ellie in the car, in like the pickup truck outside of the diner that they're at.
Okay.
So... That's pretty much
just talking over text.
Yeah,
like they're in person, but they're not
in person at a table in a diner, but they're talking over text.
That's actually kind of funny
because he's so awkward and like, but he's so eloquent over text, but he's like, he doesn't know what to say in person.
Yeah, he's just
that's his excuse. Yeah, he's such a buffoon.
What a buffoon!
What an idiot! But anyway, at the very spoilers for the half of it.
Alarm.
At the very end of the movie, Ellie and the girl do kiss.
Oh.
That's nice.
I think, like, the girl and the guy, I think they're, like, not really seeing each other. But I don't remember. Did they ever actually break up? Did Ellie just swoop in and cause this girl to cheat on her boyfriend?
Good for Ellie.
Good for Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, good for you. Anyway, it's
big
a good...
homewrecker energy.
So, yeah, that's the movie.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Good movie. Good movie. Good movie.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
And I'm probably not going to watch it.
I'm not either.
It's all right. All right, shall we get into it, boys?
All right, boys.
Yeah,
let's
do
it,
boys.
All right, before we start, kisses. All right, let's do it.
Wait, were you going to kiss Jesse or me?
It was two kisses, one for you, one for me.
Okay.
All right.
Interior. School day. It's and then we go into the interior of
like
a math class. Yeah, it's like a drone shot.
Yeah. Kids are like ducking as the camera's going.
We go into the math classroom and we see a large, just like 50 plus 55 equals question mark and like just simple addition stuff on the board. And we zero in on this girl. She's buried in her math textbook doing the problems. But we see people around her just casually talking to each other and whatnot.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Did you go to the game last night? You go to the big football game, the big homecoming game?
Dude, I've been grounded for like 4 days, so no.
Okay. Hey, dude, over there. Hey, dude, and then the other side. I went to the game.
Hey,
the football
you went to the game? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was a it was a great game. I was the kicker.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, well, I never kicked anything.
I was the runner. I was the runner, man.
Oh, did you get any touchdowns for us?
Yeah, I mean, were you there? Did you see it?
I never actually kicked anything, so I was kind of just
I
on
didn't
this...
actually run either. I was there though, you know.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah, I didn't watch.
How's your parents doing? With the divorce?
I was hoping the game would bring them together, but we did lose, so.
Yeah. That blew it.
The girl speaks up. Will you guys be quiet?
Nerd.
Oh, I'm nerd. Doing the homework.
Yeah, you would do the homework.
What?
I.
Whatever.
Yes?
Aubrey. Whatever.
You should be doing the homework.
Yeah, Aubrey. Stop it. Doing your numbers when we're out having fun.
Yeah, you're having fun on the sideline of the football game.
Okay, Aubrey.
Yeah.
You don't know the highs and lows of high school football.
Okay.
Fuck you, Aubrey.
Oh God. Okay.
The teacher just looks over her shoulder.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are you talking to Aubrey in such a manner that is behoven of what we of the ideals of this school?
What the fuck are you gonna do, Miss Davies?
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God!
You listen here, Aiden. Uh-huh. I will not take such a tone with you today because I'm 2 days from retirement.
All right, Mrs. Davies, I just want to get out of here, and you know. But first, I'm gonna stay in class.
Good.
Okay. Good.
Aiden, what's 7 + 7?
Ask the math nerd over there.
I was speaking in football terms for you.
Wait, what'd you say, girl?
What's 1 touchdown + 1? Oh, you're talking to the girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
wait,
also
she said
woman.
Something.
It's 14.
Is it 14?
It's 14.
It is 14. Good job, Aiden and Aubrey.
Whoa. You're pretty smart.
Well, you know, I just do the homework, so I know. You know, you could be smart, too, if you did the homework.
Well, I mean, it's hard, you know?
Bro, girl, you talking to Aiden like that? He doesn't do the homework.
I'm the raw dog of this school. I do no homework.
Aiden Raw Dog Phillips. That's
him. That's me.
Well,
he's the star runner of our football team.
I know. I go to the football games.
In the last, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't run in the
last. I didn't run, but I'm the star runner.
That's probably I go to the football games. I know.
Oh, you do go to the football games?
Obvious. Yes, I go to the football games.
Which she probably knows about.
That's crazy. And I keep the stats, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're the one who puts the numbers on the scoreboard?
No, that's the scorekeeper. Whoa. I'm doing the statistics. You know how
that's not one of your jobs.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. It's like you know how like how many yards you run and how many points you score.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff
do.
Like, yeah, I
do
keep track of all that. Yeah, uh-huh. And you definitely ran 0 yards last.
Okay. You
last
know what?
Game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. And okay. I could, you know, if you threw the ball more laterally and probably got. A couple more blockers on the left side of the field. You could probably get average up to 15 to 20 yards every 4 downs.
Whoa. You're football smart, too.
Whoa. She understands the football.
Yeah. We're across the room, but we can hear each other fine. Yeah, bro.
I'm just saying, that's just how you can make your football better.
Interesting. I'll be keeping my eye on you.
Yeah.
Nerd girl.
I'm over.
Raw dog.
Okay. Cocoon!
The bell rings. Everybody gets up. They put their shit away, and they go out. It's lunchtime. It's a lunch. It's 10:20 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody it's lunch likes a lunch.
Very true.
Everybody is on that B lunch gang, which is like 11:30. So everybody's sitting around eating. You know, there's tables. There's the jocks with Raw Dog and his gang. And then there's, you know, the table with like the
emos and
the emos, yeah.
The emos.
And then there's the theater kids.
The theater kids. And then there's the chess club.
And then there's chess club.
And there's the band kids. The band kids. The kids who run track, so they're all like skinny track. And gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Aubrey's sitting by herself.
Oh. Uh-huh.
At the nerd table.
There's only one nerd in the table.
There's only one nerd at the
table. Honestly, we just named like a bunch of kinds of nerds.
Yeah, the band kids rule the
band
school.
Kids and the chess.
We go to the band kids.
Ugh.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
I just got done smoking 12 packs.
Oh, yeah. I just had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, too.
Oh,
we were
really?
Both there.
Oh, yeah. 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 High five.
Hey. Yeah.
So, as you can tell, since we went to marching the... Jesse, you take point.
Spit it out.
Jesse, you take point on this. You know more about bands
than
I do.
You're talking about the marching band festival that
yes.
we were at this weekend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah. We scored an 89.
Hell yeah.
That was really good. We came in first place. You remember that? You guys remember that?
I remember
I don't
that.
Know. You guys were pretty drunk on the bus on the way
home. Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah, I was getting hammered.
Dude, I know it, bro. I know it, bro. The talk about the school is that because the band collectively ditched the football game on Friday, they're all mad at us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are they
going to
do?
Be scared.
I don't know.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
The student section, for the football games, they're talking about when we do our halftime show, they're gonna sit down and be quiet and protest
they
of
will?
Us.
How
yeah,
could they?
I don't know.
To our Aerosmith routine?
I know.
Yeah.
They're just going to sit and be quiet and protest of us, so how can we get back at them?
Well, we should... sit and be quiet during their game.
You're right.
Yeah.
We could do that.
We're the ones who bring the spirit to the football game.
Yeah, we play all the hits like Carry On, My Wayward Son.
Mm-hmm.
Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars.
Uh-huh.
The Jaws theme song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we do all that kind of stuff.
That one song that goes, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's White Stripes, yeah.
Yeah.
One Nation
Army. No, Seven Nation Army.
One Nation Army. What was I thinking? Idiot.
Speaking of One Nation Army, you see that girl sitting by herself over there?
Oh, you're talking about
Aubrey.
What's her name? Aubrey.
Yeah, I didn't even bother
to learn.
I just see she... Yeah, I didn't either. I heard it earlier.
That's right.
I'm going to throw my meatball at her.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
Should I do it?
Yeah, do it. Use that sousaphone arm. Oh,
he throws the meatball. Perfect arc. And it hits her right in the back of the head.
Ow! She turns around to look at him. What? Why did you throw that at me?
One Nation Army.
Way to fucking go, Hank.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, that's nice, guys. That's nice. You know, she quit concert band, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, first freshman year she did.
Oh, man. I never got to know her.
I know. Yeah. She could have been one of us, but she's lame.
She is lame. Lame. Throw another meatball at her.
Yeah, okay, here. He throws another meatball at her.
Ow, guys, stop it. Stop it.
Funnier the second time.
Stop it. Stop.
What are you going to do, Aubrey?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do? Size the fuck up, Aubrey.
Band kids rule this joint.
I'm going to write a letter.
He takes a cigarette
and
fucking burns it into her arm.
Ah! Yeah, that's right. You show her.
I'm going to write a letter to the principal. I'm really good at writing.
The principal's in our arms.
He's under our thumb. Principal.
He's under our thumb.
Smush him. Don't test us. We'll kill the principal.
What? What? What are you talking?
You know that's going in my letter.
No. You can't write that. Throw another meatball. One more.
Ow. 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 Stop it. Fine. Okay, fine. I won't write that letter, but this is your final warning. I have a lot of academic power here, too.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought you were going to, like... Never mind.
What, threatened to murder you like you did the principal?
Yes.
No, I have the moral high ground. Okay. You guys are just freaking nerdy band kids. You think you run the school? You don't. Your uniforms are 10 years old, and the band teacher is a dick.
Mr. Wolf.
No, Mr. Wolf is a child. He acts like a child and is a child.
We cut to Mr. Wolf. He's just playing with blocks.
He's trying to fit it into the into the wrong hole.
Cut back.
And one other thing, I saw your halftime show last time.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we weren't there.
Well, no, I meant the last time you were there. Oh, the you last just skipped this weekend. Like, you were there the weekend before.
Yeah, true.
I go to all the football games, so I know.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
You guys did that Jay Giles Band remix, the centerfold section.
Of course.
You guys are playing in the wrong key. You know that?
What?
Yeah, your arrangement is in the wrong key.
How fucking dare you? Those are fighting words, Aubrey.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what?
I know a lot. I know a lot about a lot of things. I know music theory and math and statistics and English.
God.
Fuck.
You're such a nerd.
Cut to Aubrey. She's walking home by herself, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
the band kids drive by, they throw a meatball at her, and they keep driving.
Got her. Nice.
No one respects me at all. Someone runs up behind her. It was a quiet moment so we got to see her facial expression.
Yeah. It's one of the track and field kids, one of the really skinny kids.
You.
On your left.
Hi.
Oh, hey, he's jogging in place. You're Aubrey, right?
I am.
You're in my statistics class and English class, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you're Ethan.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
You look a little down.
Yeah. The band kids were mean to me today. The football kids were mean to me today. And honestly, the gym teacher was mean to me today.
We cut to the gym teacher being mean to her.
Can you please run around?
Cut back to it. He just says, will you run, please?
Wow, that sounds like he really talked back to you.
I don't know. I just don't feel respected at all. And there's a lot I can offer, but I don't know.
I'm sorry to hear that, Aubrey. Is there, you know,
what
the track and field kids and the emo kids are joining up together.
Oh my God.
You're just going to be called the skinny kids?
Yeah, we're going to be the skinny kids, and we're going to try and lead the school against the band kids.
Oh my gosh. That would probably be good.
And I know that you're a One Nation Army over there.
I am. Usually people say that in a derogatory way, so if you could not say that.
I'm so sorry, Aubrey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll just add you to the list of people who've been mean to me today.
No, don't add me to the list. I'm trying.
She takes out like a little notebook from her backpack. She writes down Ethan.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. You're just on the list now.
Well, I will try to take my name off the list. Look, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as many people behind us to lead the charge. Will you join arms with us?
Are we gonna fight the band kids? Like, with physically? Like, how, like...
It's gonna be like Cold War tactics.
Oh, like you're going to build a bomb or something? And then just...
We're never actually going to...
You're going to beat them to the moon? I don't understand. Yeah.
We're never actually going to, like, go to fight, but, like, we're going to
take them
down.
Right, no, I understand that that's part of the Cold War, but, like, I'm saying, like, what's the escalation?
We haven't thought that far into it. We wanted to gain troops first.
You got. It sounds like you need a tactician.
We do. And I'm glad that I ran into you. Not literally, but I ran by
right,
you.
Right, obviously you sat on your left and you were on my left. That's good.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered.
I do remember. So are you offering me a position as Skinny Kid's tactician?
Yes. And you'll be second in command?
And who's first in command? You?
No, that would be Melanie.
All right. Well,
do you know Melanie?
I do. Melanie was mean to me today.
Oh yeah, I see she's like number three on there. Damn, she must have got to you early.
Yeah, it was we have that 7:50 class together. The first hour, our first period we have together.
7:50 a.m.
Yes, 7:50 a.m. Coincidentally, though, I am taking a 7:50 p.m. night course at the community college.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I think I get to meet some college kids and stuff. That's really cool.
Do they make the list?
Yes, all the time. All
cut two. Them at her at the college course and talking to the college kids. Hey, can you move over a little bit?
Are you serious?
I was just wondering if you would.
She takes out her notebook and writes down cut back. Cut two. Yeah, so, all right. I'm going to think about it. I need you to have Melanie. I want her to call me tonight, and we'll talk about the relationship.
All right, will do. I already got your number. Bye. She runs off.
All right, bye. Wait, how did you get my number?
He runs off. Cut two.
Cut two.
It's at Aubrey's house. Late at night.
She's in her bedroom. The walls are painted purple.
She just got back from her 7:50 p.m. class.
7:50 p.m. college course.
Too late. Too late.
It's night school. Some people can't take school during the day.
What? Good for them, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she sits down and her cell phone. It's like this. Her cell phone is like one of those flippy guys, like a razor almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Her cell phone rings and she picks up. It's Melanie.
Hey.
Hey, Melanie.
So I heard you were joining us.
I said I would. I told Ethan I would consider it.
The Skinny Kids.
The Skinny Kids.
How skinny are you?
I'm average. I'm average size, I guess. Okay. My BMI is like regular. I don't know. That's not really a good measurement for it. Yeah. But
that's fine. We don't care. Even though we are the Skinny Kids, it's fine.
Well, you're just the Skinny Kids because like you guys are the track.
Yeah, yeah,
kids
and
the emo kids, and together, like that's your only one shared characteristic.
Is that we're both skinny? Yeah.
Is that you're all skinny?
So I heard you're good with numbers.
Yeah, I'm good with a lot of things.
Oh,
I'm actually
yeah?
taking a college course right now.
Oh,
on
really?
English on American classics.
On American classics.
Yeah.
Like.
Just name one, Mel.
That's why you're taking the class, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait. Little House on the Prairie?
Sure, that works.
Okay, good. Woo! All right, so we have our first meeting tonight. I mean, it's not our first meeting. It's your first meeting with us.
Yeah,
midnight tonight outside
midnight.
The school. Yeah.
Yeah, outside school. School starts at 7:50 tomorrow.
Midnight tonight. You have to bring. Do you have like? I mean, wait.
What?
Wait. Never mind. We're gonna come by. And we're gonna kidnap you. So
what?
It's like a hazing thing.
Okay, I guess.
I mean, we're not kidnapping you. Just leave your door unlocked, and we'll swing by. I mean, we won't. Just bring a torch.
Wait, what? Am I supposed to bring something? Or are you kidnapping me?
Just have a torch ready. for no reason.
Okay. All right. So it cuts to like a shot of her digital clock. It says like 9 p.m. and then it cuts to like 11 p.m. and then we see her unlocking her front door. And then it cuts to like 11:15 and she's like building a torch.
She's going through the measurements and whatnot.
Yep. And then she's then it like cuts to her asleep on her bed and it's like 11:59.
There's a knock at the door.
I don't know if they knocked during it, but...
Hello?
We're kidnapping you! We're kidnapping you! You didn't need to unlock your door, I guess, but we're grabbing you.
Why did you guys knock if I left the door unlocked?
did you bring your torch?
That's over there on the nightstand.
Okay, wait, go back in. Go grab it.
Okay. All right, she, like, walks in. She steals, like, a hood over her head. Yeah.
She bumps like, into a thing. She, like, trips over an ottoman.
Oh, gosh. She grabs the torch and then they grab her again.
Throw it in the van! Boom! They're driving and they're making small talk.
So, did you go to the football game?
Yeah, I went. It was good. Do you know they're doing soft pretzels at the concession stand now?
Really?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, honestly.
I love soft pretzels.
Yeah, I know. And I thought I was gluten-free, but
wait,
I have
you know that I love soft pretzels?
No. Well, we've been friends for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Aubrey. Yeah. I was so in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Of kidnapping.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ethan, anything. We're here!
Oh.
All right. Throw her out. Get out! They like, roll her out.
And then they put the torch on her body.
Oh my god! But they don't like
burn her.
No,
no, we don't. We don't light.
I thought it wasn't lit yet.
So. No, not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Okay.
All right, grab the torch
and light it.
Okay. All right,
and light
okay.
it, and then can take I, off your hood.
Yeah, take off this hood, please.
Yes.
Yeah, you can take it off.
Okay.
She takes it off, and they're all just standing there looking at her.
They're under like an overpass bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, all right,
okay.
Girl, you're here. Welcome. You're a part of our gang now. That's all you had to do.
Why did you have to kidnap me for that?
We wanted to try and see if it would work out for us, you know, like as
yeah,
a,
we're just trying a new thing.
Like we've seen it in the movies, so we wanted to try it for ourselves.
Do you want to try the trial of fire or no? That's fine.
The trial of fire. No,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So
you're here
next time.
So let's talk numbers. And let's talk rankings. So everybody, take off your masks. They're all wearing bird masks, so they all take off their bird masks. All right. So I'm Melanie.
It's like a smattering of like track and field kids, and then like a bunch of goth kids.
Yeah.
The goth kids were the ones that supplied the bird masks.
Yeah. Like the plague doctor mask.
Yeah.
So I'm Melanie. I come from the goth kids. This is my second in command.
Hi, I'm a. Well, I guess now it'd be Aubrey, right? His second in command. Sorry, I thought you were pointing to me. I'm third in command. My name's Ethan. I'm from the track and field team.
You're third in command, yeah. The chain of command, it's all... I'm still getting used to it. And these are the rest of those skinny kids. All right, so we're going to... As the person in charge, we're going to kill the other kids. Right?
What?
No, I'm kidding. We're just going to... What's the plan? Ethan,
well,
what
gonna,
have you been
We're
going to
do
noting.
Some Cold War tactics, aren't we?
Yes. Oh,
so,
yeah. That's
so
right.
We're going
we're sending
to put
a dog to space.
No, that's afterwards.
Afterwards, got you.
We're gonna build some stink bombs.
Thank you, Sydney, for volunteering your dog. By the way. Oh, you're welcome.
The right, dog's there with them.
Sydney cries a little bit.
All right, so we're gonna stink bomb them. And
hold on.
Yeah. Okay, whoa, newbie. Yeah.
My name is Aubrey.
Yes, we all know who you are.
Hello,
I
Aubrey.
Am the tactician and second in command. That is what I've been hired to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
I am a One Nation Army,
uh-huh.
But don't call me that because it's mean.
Okay.
Of course.
So the plan about stink bombs, it's not really vibing with the whole Cold War.
Okay. We just like threw up some.
That's more like Iraq War or Vietnam War.
Okay.
Or you know, one that actually saw combat.
Okay, yeah, we want true. One where we Fair. Win.
What we need. What?
I said we want a war where we win. All right, continue.
Well, actually, you know what? I don't need to tell you about the wars that don't, the Americans yeah, have won and yeah. lost. It's fine. It's uh-huh. like a big history lesson about like coup d'etats and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you're our tactician. We didn't hire you to teach us history.
Right,
yeah.
but I could do both.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right, thank you. Anywho, here's what I'm thinking we should do. A, the band kids have so much power because the band booster program, which is how they raise money. Band boosters.
Okay.
What we need to do is cut off their supply line, meaning Ooh. we have to have the parents stop donating to the band boosters.
How do we do that?
Second of all, so that's the question. How do we do that? Mm-hmm. Here's how I'm thinking. We need a spy on the inside.
Okay.
Someone who can learn the band kids' ways.
Oh, man. That's going to be hard for us. Especially for the goth kids, they're going to stick out like sore thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we need to probably send a track kid.
And track kids. Well, track kids, they do have great lungs because they...
That's true, because they're runners, yeah.
So
I think we need more than one person on the inside. Just...
How many?
Two at least.
What about three?
Three?
What if we send in three track kids?
Three is a good number.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I agree.
Good things come in threes. All right, who wants to volunteer?
As the third in command, I will graciously volunteer.
Thank you.
All right, so Ethan gets to go.
Anybody? Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody?
There's like a long skinny arm in the back who raises his hand.
Yeah, you?
And then he stands up and he's like towering over everybody.
Hey. I'm Jackson.
Hey, Jackson.
So if you don't know me, goth kids, I'm Jackson. Jackson. High jump. Sometimes pole vault.
You say high jump or I jump?
High jump. Oh, okay. High jump.
Got you.
Anywho. I'll go. I'll do it.
He's the highest jumper that we've ever known. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackson.
We appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Sacrifice.
Thank you.
And we need one more. How about new girl? You go.
Me?
Yeah. Why not?
But...
What? You going to talk back to me? To your first in command?
Okay, fine.
Okay. We kidnapped you. You're our property now. All right.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. I feel like that has like a...
Never mind. Ignore
that. I don't need
That's a Civil War
vibe.
Enslaving
somebody's...
Yeah. You're not enslaved. You can do whatever you want.
That's a Civil
Thank
War
you.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, because like slavery...
Yes.
...is not good. Like, I can explain to you why, but I don't feel like you don't know.
Yeah, I'll hire you for history.
No, you're going. All right.
But I could do it.
Yeah, we know you could.
We have our dream team. All right.
The dream team.
All right.
Aubrey Jackson and Ethan.
Aubrey Jackson. That name sounds familiar.
Aubrey Jackson.
Maybe I know an Audrey. I don't know. All right.
Here is the plan.
Yes.
We're going to enroll in a band class.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And we're going to learn how we can stop the financial line of parental donations.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And when we cut that off,
uh-huh.
all we have to do
sure.
is...
Ethan is following.
Yeah, okay. All we have to do is just declare our dominance. They won't have the power anymore because the principal will care less for them because they bring in less money.
That's good.
So all we right. need to invent some sort of scandal.
Scandal?
Sounds like scandal. Something... The three of us can come up with.
I agree.
The three of us?
Well, Jackson,
are
Aubrey.
You talking about Jackson? Or?
Jackson, Aubrey, and I.
Okay, got you. Yeah, the three of you can figure that out.
The three of us.
The three of you, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome. All right. Meeting over.
Cut to the first day of... The band class.
Mr. Wolf is in the front, still trying to get the pegs in the wrong
He's and like, just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. The three of them are sit in different spots around the band room.
But they all keep making direct, like, intense eye contact with each other.
Ethan sweating bullets. Ethan walks up to the trumpets, and he picks one up.
Hey, new kid.
Hey there.
Hey, new kid.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going? I'm Mark.
Nice to meet you, Mark. I'm Wyatt. I'm the trumpet section leader.
You're the first chair?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yes. Yeah, first chair, section leader are the same thing.
Cool.
Yeah, so that means I'm your boss. You're a trumpet player then? That's what I'm seeing? You're a trumpet player?
Yes.
That's pretty
the
rad.
The trumpet has chosen me.
I get what you're saying. That's what happened to me in like sixth grade.
Hell
that's
yeah, dude.
Trumpet picked me. You know, I thought I was going to play French horn for a while, but not as cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I get what you're picking
up. I would say,
up
yeah, trumpet's probably the best instrument.
We pan over to Jackson.
He's walking over to the flutes. And it's funny because he's like towering over everybody else. He sits down. He's still taller than everybody. Hey guys.
Oh, hello.
My name's
Chauncey.
Chauncey.
Yeah.
Like Chauncey Phillips. Is that a person?
That's exactly.
Okay.
Exactly like Chauncey Phillips.
Okay.
So, I'm first chair of the flutes. How you do?
Okay. I do good. How you do?
So, are you a flautist?
Yes. He's like reading on the palm of his hand. The flute chose me. So, you know.
Wow, that's great. Oh, you know, ever since I was a wee little lad, back in 5 years old, I've been playing the flute every single day of my life. You know, and I'm glad to see a flautist such as yourself. He tries
to like pat his shoulder, but it only reaches like his forearm.
Such as yourself, so I'm really great to have you here.
Me too. Cut to the other side of the room, the one side we haven't discovered yet.
With Ethan.
With Ethan.
No, not with Ethan. With Aubrey.
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 Aubrey is going over to the percussion.
Oh, that's fun.
Section. She picks up the steel drum.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hi. My name's it's Aubrey.
Oh, it's Aubrey? Oh, okay.
It's Aubrey. I'm a percussionist. I switched into this class.
Oh, yeah. I see you're a percussionist. My name's Wixom.
Your name's what?
Wixom.
Oh, Wixom.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm here, and you know, this is my little drum domain. I see you picked the steel drums. That's what
I did. I picked the steel. This one's called the steel drum.
Okay, you don't need to outshine me there, girl.
Sorry. I really like music. I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
So.
Did it pick you?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, it picked me. The steel drum picked me.
You don't sound very...
A lot of the drums... What?
I was going to say, you don't sound very confident in that.
No, well, I
Because the
am.
Drums picked me.
Right, okay.
The drums picked him over there, and uh-huh. her in the corner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the drums
picked
me.
They did indeed pick me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, that guy has a deep voice.
He does have a deep voice. That's a...
I play the harp.
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of band has a harp?
My high school's band.
Did it really?
Yes.
It's a string instrument, though.
Well, it's percussion now.
It's percussion.
Anyway, Wixom, I have a question for you.
Yeah, man.
If there were to I don't know, be like a scandal. Like, if you could think of a scandal, what would that scandal be?
Oh.
Like, something scandal that might cut the funding of the band.
Ooh. Well, you
no,
see,
I got an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. Deep voice guy.
Yeah, so coming up, you know, is the annual bake sale.
All right.
To raise funds for our trip to Disney World.
Yeah, because we are going.
We are indeed going. And it's just like, you know, I heard a prank that people tried to do a couple of years ago was try to put a weed in the brownies.
Oh,
I think
the
that
devil's lettuce.
That was yeah, Mr. Wolf over there, he had a little bit too much, and ever since then, he's been trying to put stuff in the holes.
We cut over to Mr. Wolf. He's now trying to jam the triangle in the square.
It's not going in! It's not going in! It's not going in!
Cut back to.
It stays on Mr. Wolf for a long time.
He just starts to cry.
You see a little foam come out the side.
He like yells at a kid right next to him. He's like, Jeremy! Go to the teacher's lounge, get me a coffee.
Okay.
It's not going in. Cut back to the percussionists. Oh, okay.
He's never been the same.
He's never been the same. So, I guess, like, a weed scandal would not be good.
A weed scandal. You think, like, that might, like, parents might not donate to the boosters?
Oh,
then?
Definitely not.
Definitely.
Because we live in a town where it's very anti-marijuana.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's also very anti-minorities, but we don't, you know.
We don't talk
we don't really
that
talk
much
about that.
Well, yeah, that's what's that's called being complicit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, interesting. All right, that's all, that was my only question.
That was your only question? You don't want to learn anything about
you don't
the,
wanna
the steel drums?
Yeah.
No, oh, well, no, the steel drums, well, they picked me, so
oh,
I know a lot about that.
Oh, you're going to fit in here nicely.
Cut
to the lunchroom.
Ethan.
Our three spies, yeah.
They,
Ethan, they're eating together.
But luckily, the band kids are not in the lunchroom at this moment. They're
right. They have B lunch because, you know, they have power, so they just get to pick what lunch they have.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Listen up. I figured out what our scandal can be.
What?
So, the bake sale. Did you hear about it when we were in band class?
I did.
I did. I was trumpeting my heart out over here.
I was fluting my little tootins out.
Yeah.
That's
it's cool.
Me, Jackson.
Yes, Jackson, I recognize you.
Yep.
Anyway, so what we're going to do is the bake sale's coming up, and we're going to put weed into all of the baked goods.
It's called the baked sale.
It's called the baked sale. Yeah. That's why we picked you, Jackson. You're funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't pick me because I volunteered. Or...
Right. Well...
But we're glad you volunteered. Jackson?
I get a little too happy sometimes.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
Hey, that's totally fine. I'm not going to knock that.
Cool. So when the volunteer sheet comes around tomorrow, I need us all to sign up for the first bake shift, one where we do the baking.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Now, here's the question.
Okay.
Where can we get weed?
The goth kids. They don't. Well, they probably have weed, right?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
I don't know. Maybe they know somebody. I don't know. Call Melanie.
Yeah, call Melanie.
All right.
I'll call her.
No, Ethan, call her.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say because she might. I don't know what
she might know.
She has.
I don't know if she has any, but she might know where to get some.
Yeah. All right. He calls up Melanie.
Hello.
Wait, are you in class?
I'm in Spanish right now.
Do you have a
plug? Hola, yes, me, okay, yeah, sorry, okay.
Do you have a plug for weed?
Yeah.
Okay, we need weed for our plan.
All right, go on the basketball court after school.
Okay.
He'll be there. Okay.
Who's he?
Yeah, you'll know.
Okay. Okay.
I have to go. I'm literally in class right now.
Okay.
You hear, like, the teacher go, like, Melanie!
Sorry, me gusta.
All right, meet at the basketball court after school.
Okay.
Cut
Sounds
two.
Good.
Okay.
Cut two.
Basketball court after school. The three of them are standing on the court.
Like in the
no
middle.
No one else is around.
They're like looking around. And who walks out but Melanie? Hey guys, I'm the weed dealer.
What, Melanie?
Melanie?
Yeah.
You couldn't have just told us it was you? I mean, I guess you were in class and it was. Yeah. You had to be quick about it.
I told you you'd recognize. You'd know him when he came. All right,
I guess
so
that's
what you
true.
Need, you need weed?
Yeah,
we need weed for the plan.
All right, here you go. She hands them the weed.
All right, perfect. Thank well, you. Now we don't have to pay for this because.
I mean.
Like, it's the plan. Well, and like, cause you're running, you're the leader of the skinny kids.
I walked all the way out here, though, so
I don't think walking means you got to pay.
We don't work off of tips, you know. I mean, no, we do work off of tips. Tip me, give me money,
Ethan. Get out your wallet.
Okay. He pulls out a crisp $20 bill and hands it.
Oh, that'll do. She takes it. Have a good day. She walks away.
Thank you.
All right, I guess we'll let you know how we do tomorrow.
Yeah, what? You're really.
A, she turns around.
You're really a hands-off leader, is what we're saying.
Yeah, I know. A very
laissez-faire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it because history.
Because you're so smart. Yeah. All right. Well, cause it's just because I trust you guys. You know, I know what you're gonna do.
Sure. It just sounds like you're kind of being lazy right now. Like you could help us.
Well, okay. What do you need help with?
Well,
do you know how to bake?
Yeah, exactly. Uh huh. If you need my help, call me. I'll be here.
All right, will do. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
She walks away.
Cut to. It's the day of the bake sale. We see like a montage of them signing up and whatnot, and then them learning how to play some instruments and getting in with the band kids. But now we're at the bake sale. They're in the first group. Baking. Ethan is the one with the weed. He tells Jackson and Aubrey to kind of like, this is all part of the montage a little bit, to like keep the others sidetracked that are in their group, and he puts in the weed into.
And also in the montage, Ethan and Aubrey are falling in love.
Oh.
You're just going to throw that in? You're crazy.
Yeah.
And Jackson, you see him just like fall in love with his flute. Like he's just like, just falling in love with playing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like a very wholesome kind of thing.
Like he's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. All right, so.
So he puts the weed in like every single bait good.
Is this still a montage or is this?
I'm trying to get to the end of the montage.
Gotcha. All
right. And it ends with people putting in the baked goods into the oven and then being like, we did a good job. And then the timer dings, like everything's ready. All right, everybody. Let's get the bake sale going. That's Mr. Wolf talking.
Oh, okay, Mr. Wolf.
Okay, Mr.
Okay,
Wolf.
Okay, Mr. Wolf.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Wolf, I have some questions about flute theory.
Circle.
Mr. Wolf?
Square.
Mr. Wolf.
Triangle. Circle. Square. Triangle. Oh. Circle. Square.
Two of like the tuba players come out of nowhere and just like usher him away. Okay, that was weird.
They're all like winking at each other. That was weird. That was strange. What a strange thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the band kids chimes in and is like, huh, that's weird. It's kind of what happened to him when he ate those weed brownies a couple of years ago.
Very interesting.
Interesting. I've never had weed before. Have you, girl who just spoke?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
And I hope we don't. I'm never going to have any because I was raised anti-marijuana.
Right.
And then a kid in the back's like, yeah, this town's very anti-weed. Just, you know.
There's a lot of good family values in this town.
Uh-huh.
One of them is anti-marijuana.
Yeah. So there better not be any marijuana ever in my life.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever. All right, I'm going to go eat a brownie now.
Don't forget to pay for it. She follows after the person.
Slowly but surely, everybody, all the kids start, you know, they're paying, they're grabbing brownies. They made the brownies and they're eating them. It's a bake sale, but for themselves, apparently.
The parents, but there's parents also.
There's parents there, and there's grandparents there. They're all buying stuff.
It's like a field day at the football.
You know, you see a mom giving a little baby a piece of the brownie.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like, an old man is in the corner just eating a brownie, and all of a sudden, the old man just falls over. And they're like...
Someone's like, call an ambulance! So there's like that, like, and then...
What?
So we cut to... So we cut to a mom and a dad in a van. They're leaving the bake sale. They're like... They're like a parent to one of the trombone players.
Yeah.
But they're like, they've eaten like four brownies and now they're driving home.
Honey.
Yes.
What day is it? I'm getting hungry. I've never been high in my life. How does one be high?
Yeah, Jake, tell us.
Wow. Okay. No, I mean, I've
anyway,
never
so we cut to...
Yeah.
We cut to the next morning, there's a bunch of angry parents in the school office yelling at the secretary.
Her name's Marcia.
Marcia, I've never been so... high in my life, and your bake sale did it, and I am very anti-marijuana.
We are very anti-weed in this town, Marsha.
So anti-marijuana. This is ridiculous, Marsha.
How could you let this happen? How could
there's long-lasting effects of me doing this one time? My brain is black
it's permanently
now.
Damaged, probably.
Like
I don't
lungs.
Know.
Yeah.
Right, what do you want me to do about it? Can you stop for 1 second?
We want to speak to the principal.
Well, he's busy.
No, doing what?
Well, according to him, he wrote in his meeting book, avoiding parents from 9 to 3 o'clock.
We're going in there.
We're
no,
going
you're not allowed.
Into the office.
they burst walking. Into the door.
He's like watching some sus video and he exits out.
All right, Mr. Principal. What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
Are you... What are you? Who let you in here?
That nice lady out there. She said we could come in.
Well, okay. Sit down. Sit down at my desk.
Okay.
We're sitting
on
fine.
The desk.
What? I heard you yelling.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. Hey, that's an after effect of the marijuana. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Jackson's dad, such a joker.
Sit down.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the problem?
Weed! There was weed in the brownies! I ate it, my baby ate it, an old man ate it.
Your baby ate weed?
Don't you dare talk to me about good parenting!
I'm sorry.
She was just trying. She thought it was just a regular brownie.
I thought it was just a regular brownie. Here's what I want you to do. We demand you, you give us money, and our kids automatically pass.
And we're not going to give you any more money.
No more money to boosters or anything.
Well, I can't just let your kids pass. That's against the school board's rules.
Well, then what are you going to do to make this good?
Yeah, Mr. No Hair.
Are you referring to my balding?
Yes. Bald mofo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we don't need that kind of language here. I understand
bald.
That you're angry, but this is still a town full of family
bald.
Values.
Bald. Bald.
Stop it. Stop it. Now, look here. I don't know where this marijuana came from, mm-hmm. and I don't know who authorized this bake sale to have marijuana in it. My suspicion is
that... But did
that
you authorize the bake sale?
I mean, yes, obviously
then
I authorized
it's your
the bake
fault.
Sale.
Baldy.
Your fault. Baldy.
Baldy. Stop it. I am a prominent figure in this town, and you're not going to talk to me like that.
Prominent figure.
Oh, what? Were you
with a bald figure. Baldy. All right, bald man, what you gonna do? How you gonna make it? How you gonna make it right by us?
I am going to get to the bottom of this. Is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna figure out where that their marijuana came from, and then we're going to prosecute.
Yeah,
the student who had that is going away for life.
Oh my god,
for possession of marijuana.
Good.
All right.
As and anyone that has marijuana should.
Yeah. With the death penalty, you know. We're very anti-marijuana.
Listen,
here.
This community will not stand.
I just
want
to say, we are not anti-marijuana. The three of us,
we're not anti-marijuana. You do what you
want
to do.
You like, smoke what you want.
You love who you want to love.
Hell yeah. Anyway.
All right, continue.
Listen, as a prominent member in this community,
yeah, bald.
this community that exemplifies family values,
baldness,
anti-marijuana. Stop it! I'm talking anti-marijuana. You know what? Pretty fundamental religious values. I'll say it. That's what this little town is like, and potentially a little bit of racism.
His shiny head.
But what'd you say?
Shiny head.
I said shiny head.
Stop it. I'm going to find that student who put the marijuana in the food.
You're gonna crucify
and I'm gonna
him.
I'm not well, I'm not gonna do it, but the state will.
Cut to. It's after it's midnight, it's another meeting of the skinny kids.
Aubrey's making a toast with like a champagne flute that has like orange juice in it.
That's everybody, what those are called? Champagne?
A champagne flute, yeah.
I didn't know they were called flutes. That's pretty funny.
Here, I'll look it up.
All right. She's doing a toast.
Everybody, I just want to say thank you for your help.
Well, it was all your idea. Your great plan. They're defunded, and the spotlight is ours for the taking.
Right. So tomorrow morning, when we go to school, we're just going to sit at the band kid table before. We're going to get to the lunchroom before they do. We're going to sit at their table, and they're not going to do anything about it because the principal already knows that all their money is cut. And you know where all that money's going? The track and field team.
Yes.
Nice. And the anime club, too.
And the anime club, yeah.
God.
So, I just want to raise a glass to everybody here. Thank you for your hard work.
No. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Ching, ching, ching.
Ching, 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 ching. All right.
All right.
All right, you heard her.
Cut
you know what?
Cut to.
Cut to the lunchroom. It's a lunch.
All the kids... All the skinny kids sit down at the really nice, the band kid table.
It's like flourished with gold.
It's behind like a velvet robe.
It's like flourished with gold. There's gold trim on the table.
There's a waiter
Butler
who's
man.
Like,
yeah, welcome.
Like, Aubrey and them sit down at the table. The principal walks up to behind the velvet rope. Aubrey.
There's a bouncer for the table. I'm sorry, sir. You're not on the list.
Get out of my way. Ugh. I'm the principal. He pushes over his side. Aubrey, Jackson, Ethan, Melanie.
Hi.
I need to see you in my office.
Oh, I think what you need to see is some hair growth treatment.
Yeah, I think you need some Rogaine, buddy boy.
Yeah,
listen here, Jolly Green Giant. He's looking right at Jackson.
You do not
like
talk
to
Jackson
him.
Like that,
bro. Ethan, shut up.
He's the best flautist in this entire school, and
that
you
is
fucking
true.
Know
I
it.
Love my flute, just like
he loves his greens. But that's besides the point.
Because he's the.
I'm the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
Other than Raw Dog over there.
Listen, you four kids. Raw Dog from the other side of the cafeteria is like, Raw Dog!
Aiden Raw Dog Phillips.
Aiden Raw Dog Phillips.
You four, get to my office now.
We cut to. No.
Listen, punks.
We can do this the easy way, or we can... here.
Oh, fine.
Fine.
I can't... Wait, hold on.
He sits down at the cafeteria.
I don't know if I can
him.
Hear you over your fucking bald head.
Oh, bald.
Bald. Anyway.
That's a detention, Ethan.
You can't...
My one weakness.
Don't take that from him.
I can, Jackson, and if you want one...
I don't
two,
want
you
one.
Can keep talking.
All right. So the principal sits down, and they all stand up, so they have the power in the scenario.
You, I know it was you four.
How?
What?
What?
What? You say what? You don't say how.
Yeah.
Oh
what?
My God, Ethan, you can't just say how. You guys put the marijuana in the bake sale goods.
Yeah, no. We did.
Melanie! Melanie! Melanie, Jesus!
Oh my God, Melanie, you can't just... Don't just come clean like that.
Sorry, guys.
Are right, you... Then. A band kid, Melanie? Are you ratting us out?
She like rips off her clothes. She's wearing a leotard. I'm not a band kid. I'm one of those flag spinner people.
You're a flag girl?
You're a color guard.
A color guard. She grabs her flag and she starts spinning it. And I'm reporting you to the principal.
He's right here, Melanie.
He's right.
Also, you sold us the weed.
No, I didn't. That's a lie. That's defamation.
Listen, Melanie, you're also in trouble. I don't care if you're
Fuck.
Ratting them out now. It's too late.
Damn it.
Melanie. Boo. Boo, Melanie.
Listen, the four of you, I have half a mind to expel all of you.
Half a mind? We're like half a hair.
Stop it. Jackson, that's a detention.
No.
And you don't get to go to the flute recital.
No.
Yes.
You're no. No.
Okay. Right. Here's how we're going to do this. We can make this all go away. All
right, you let me go to the flute recital?
No, shut up, Jackson. See, the band kids and I, we had sort of a proposition going. They would raise money for the boosters, which in turn goes to the school. And they just, you know, and then we didn't interact so much. But now that money's gone, thanks to you, you know, I might have to start cutting programs.
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
Like maybe anime club?
We are in an anime club, so I don't really
maybe,
care.
Maybe track and field?
My life and blood.
You know, maybe I cut the chess club. Maybe
the
I
the
cut...
The chess club were a part of our team. Oh, my God.
You know, maybe I cut those three kids that do debate...
All you three know, of them stands up. He's like, "No, how about I cut you?"
He's just like,
"Good debate, good debate."
Good job.
And the guy's like, "If I could play devil's advocate here for a second,
no, Charlie, don't. You're the worst.
No, it's like, okay, so obviously I don't believe this, but just for the sake of argument,
you always bring Hitler into your arguments. Weird.
Yeah, let's just say that." So let's say that, for example, the principal here was leader of like 1935 Germany. The principal is like, three of you, detention, get out of here. They all walk away. So, unless you could supplement the band income, maybe you guys have to be expelled, and I'll cut those programs.
Okay, but can I go to the flute recital?
No, you can't go to the flute recital for calling me bald.
But you are.
I understand.
Okay. I'm still going to go to the flute recital.
So, Aubrey, Melanie, Ethan, Jackson, what is your next move?
Aubrey, what should we do?
What should we do, Aubrey? You're the tactician.
Aubrey, there's got to be a way.
I think he's beating us.
No.
But there has to be a sidle.
We just have to...
Yeah, think about Jackson.
I'm thinking about Jackson. He wants to go to the flute recital. He's banned.
There has to be some type of way for us to expose the principal and for all of us to just be like Cold War tactics. I don't know.
We can.
Do we have any dirt on the principal? He's still standing right there. Yeah.
Do we have dirt on the principal?
Do we?
Ethan suddenly remembers something. Wait a minute.
What?
I think I got something. All right, just follow my lead, you guys.
Okay.
All right, we'll agree to those standards, Mr. Principal.
Okay.
But there is no flute recital.
As long as you admit to your wrongdoings.
Oh.
I don't have any wrongdoings. What wrongdoings?
You remember my older brother?
Uh-oh.
I do. Judd.
Yeah.
Judd.
Well, Judd told me a little history fact about the school.
Is that so?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He was there 5 years ago. When the original weed brownie incident happened.
Oh.
And Judd, he saw you putting the weed into the brownies.
that's ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Suddenly Ethan pulls out his phone and he texts his brother real quick and it's just like, send me the link. Judd sends him a link. It's a YouTube video that Judd took, it's a video that he took, but he uploaded to YouTube unlisted. Yeah. And he shows it to the principal.
You can't even prove that's me.
That does
that proves
look
nothing.
Like you.
The principal turns on the video. He turns up the volume.
He's like, I am the principal of this school. And
I really shouldn't be doing this, but I am the principal, so who's going to get me in trouble? Is what the video says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Wolf lose his mind.
You did.
That was all you.
Oh,
Mr. Wolf stands up from next to them. He was sitting there the entire time, trying to play with his blocks. You did what,
David? I didn't.
He seems pretty.
I don't know what these
right
kids
now
are talking about.
Mr. Wolf takes the shape thingy and tries to put the bald head into the square hole.
Ow! David! Ow! 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 Ow!
Oh my god!
Stop!
Oh my god!
David,
he's killing
stop,
him!
David,
he's
stop, killing David, him! Stop.
We don't tolerate weed.
The principal's bleeding from his head now. Oh, alright, okay, fine. Fine. I did it. But that's because those band kids crossed me 5 years ago. They took some of their money, those kickbacks that I was getting from their boosters. They took it and they bought new sousaphones with it. That's the big tuba that you wear.
Oh, thank you.
that was my money. And they used it. So I taught them a lesson. And yeah, Mr. Wolf may have gone crazy, but he was crazy to begin with.
Mr. Wolf glares at him.
And then from Mr. Wolf's pocket, he produces a phone that's been recording this conversation.
I have been an undercover agent for the local police this entire time. I am not crazy.
What?
Mr. Wolf?
Kids, call me Officer Wolf.
Oh my God, you just shoot... Did you...
Oh my God,
Officer Wolf is shooting... Officer Wolf, did you shoot the principal? Why did you do that? There's like a process of law that you're supposed to follow. You can't just... He wasn't even violent. He was just like admitting, like you didn't need to. There's the Eighth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the Sixth Amendment. It like right to a speedy trial. Oh, like, this is cruel and unusual punishment. And I know I study things. Officer Wolf.
Ethan stands up. ACAB.
The principal, he gets up. He's like holding his shoulder. He's been shot. Okay, fine. All right, I'll come with you. I get ow, ow, ow.
He handcuffs the principal. You can go to your flute recital.
Yes. Jackson stands up and he runs away. Happy. Now it's just Ethan and Aubrey as they look in each other's eyes.
Ethan, I'm so sorry that we had to go through this.
Me too. But I'm glad that we're out on the other side.
Yeah. I don't know if it being top dogs at the school was worth it. You know?
Me neither, but you know what is worth it? The time I've got to spend with you.
Oh,
Aubrey.
You're so sweet.
On your left. Yeah. He kisses her cheek on the left side of her...
Ethan.
Yeah?
I was actually going to ask if you could ask out Melanie for me.
Oh, you're you're gay.
Oh, yeah, I never left. You want to go out?
Yeah, let's go out. Sorry, Ethan.
That's great. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's fine. I led you on a little bit. Yeah, I did do that, but that was to keep you complicit in the plan.
Hey, that you know what? That's a good tactician right there.
That was sweet. I'm not going to do anything like on your left though, because I don't really have that.
Well, you know what, Melanie? That's okay. I just think you're cute and
okay. Thank fine. You. But hey, and Ethan, that I ratted you all out. And I did a big flag spin and
no, it's fine. You're hot, so you can get away with.
All right, sure, why not? I'm not doing anything tonight. Let's go.
But all right, I'm just glad we're friends, Aubrey.
Yeah, Ethan, we're friends, and
I'm not gonna let you be friends with her.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Credit. That was weird.
I
had so many flashbacks to high school band.
I'm glad I never did high school band, and I was just like, Jesse needs to take the fucking point on this because
yeah, he could take the
I had it. I named all those songs that they played. Uh-huh. That was actual songs we played at the.
That's
the
so funny.
Also, that story of them protesting the marching band by sitting down and being quiet was also something that happened at my high school.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious.
I don't know why. I don't remember. I think they were mad at our band director for the student section at the high school football stadium was right next to where the band sat. And, you know, I was in the band. I was in the marching band. So we were at every home football game. And, I think one time they were like sitting in our seats or something before we came to the game, and I think the band director like yelled at them to move or something, so they're all mad at him. And he was like a jerk, but still, like, he was just telling you to get out of our reserved seat.
Yeah.
So there was like this thing going on. They're like, well, yeah, we're going to protest the band. And like normally during our halftime show, they would just, you know, talk and
cheer, clap
and everyone would get up. Right, they would like wouldn't listen to our halftime show. They would just like talk amongst each other and do stupid stuff and go get food and stuff, which is fine. I don't, it doesn't really matter. But they would like talk over the thing, and like I have like vivid memories of like doing a marching band show while the student section was like talking through a bullhorn and stuff. It was really stupid. But this time they all sat down and were quiet, and it was amazing. And we were just like, "Why? This isn't protesting us, you idiots. We want this."
Yeah, we want you to focus on us.
We want you to watch us. So that was fun.
Well, you got shown, buddy.
Yeah, they showed us. They showed us big time.
Uh-huh. Oh, we need to come up with a name for that one.
One Man Army.
Bake Sale.
Baked Sale.
Baked Sale.
I kind of like that.
I think it's fine.
Or a One Nation
Army. One Nation Army.
One Nation Army.
Which one do you like better?
I kind of like One Nation Army a little bit better because...
I think so, too.
I think that's derogatory to our main character.
I'm sorry.
Who was Asian the whole time and nobody even said anything.
Nobody...
So good on us.
Good on us. I kind of thought, like, or something like, skinny kids versus the band kids.
I don't like
that. No, I don't like that either.
Okay.
Let's go One Nation Army.
I like that.
One Nation
that's
Army.
That's funny. It's fun enough. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid, but it's fun enough.
Just a fun little bit.
Fun little bit.
Fun little bit.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all my band stories. No, my band director was a big jerk.
Oh, wait, I do have a story.
Okay.
I wasn't in band, but the band teacher's name at my school was Mr. Wolf.
Were you the one who said Mr. Wolf, or...
He is.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, good.
All right. That's my band story.
That's it?
Yeah.
Did your band really have a harp?
No, it was the orchestra. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, wait. It might have been the orchestra. I don't know, actually.
Did you have, like, a symphony?
Yeah, we did.
Which would have been...
Like a combination thing?
String, yeah. We never did that at my school.
Oh, well, we did that.
I don't know.
LOL, cool.
Jesse, do you have any band camp stories?
Band camp stories?
Yeah, did you go to band camp?
At band camp.
So we did like a band camp thing that we would just be at the school during the summer.
Yeah.
We were there for like 10 hours a day.
That's what my
horrifying.
Yeah, that's what my school's band did.
It's a long day.
I heard it was terrible.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have any like stories.
Just grueling in the hot summer sun.
In the hot summer sun. Oh, one time at band camp. At the end of the day, I was drum major my last 2 years.
Nice.
Which means I was like in charge. I was like club president, basically.
Fuck yeah.
There was this one kid, his name was Nathaniel, my buddy of mine. He dropped his car keys or something when we were headed on the way out, so I grabbed it from him and I just went to his car and I like got in his car and started it, and he was like fine. He like got me out of it, and then he just started to like drive. But I, like, stood, like, in his door frame and, like, hung out the side. Nope. You know what? It was the other way around. I was driving his car. And he, like, just jumped on his car to, like, stop me from driving away in his car. And we got in big trouble.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Was in charge at the time.
Reckless driving.
Yeah.
Reckless
and then,
Ralph.
And then the next day, our band director made an announcement. He was like, yeah, some students the other day... You know, they were taking a joyride in the parking lot, so you got to remember to...
Lock
yeah,
your...
He didn't mention me by name or anything.
You got to lock your car.
So I was just standing there like, oh, this is so silly because I'm supposed to be in charge of everybody. Good times.
Good times.
All right, well, that's it for this episode of Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. Thank you all for watching. Remember, you can catch... us actually doing this in video form on our YouTube. You can look up Screenplay Podcast on YouTube and you will find us. We record the Zoom call, and we also, the last two episodes, we were in person, so we have video footage of that as well. So go check them out. If you want to follow us off of the pod, we are at Screenplay PCast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow us, like us on Facebook, all that jazz. We post fun little goofs and gaffs throughout the weeks when we aren't posting our episodes. If you want to follow us individually, I am at Alec Combs on Twitter and at Electrode on Instagram.
I am at Jesse Sarowitz at both Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at JakeRubin27 on Instagram and JakeRubin69 on Twitter.
So go follow us if you do enjoy our everything.
Or you can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We always accept a good email. Send us suggestions of movies you want us to watch.
Yes,
or
please.
Fun stories you want to tell us.
Address it to Alec.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. If you want to tell us how we're so off base with the reason why we hate cops. Again,
if you're a pro
tell
copper,
Alec.
Blue Lives Matter, email Alec.
No, but if you want us to read something on the podcast, maybe, or you want to
a
tell
shout
us a story,
out or something,
or a shout, yeah, anything.
A shout out. If you want a shout out, you have to Venmo request Alec $2, where he pays you.
Also, don't forget rate us on podcast services all around the globe. Apple Podcast is the one that I know you can do it on. I don't know if you can do it on like Stitcher or anything. But
I don't know either.
You can do that, please. Maybe someday we will look through the reviews and shout everybody out, please.
Yeah, probably.
Like, comment, subscribe, too.
Yes, like, comment, subscribe. Right. Do
share
all
this
stuff.
With your friends. Yep.
Share this with your friends. Share this with your enemies. Share this with your band kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
are you a band kid? Let us know. Tweet us. What instrument did you play?
Did you go to band camp? What happened at band camp? Alec wants to know.
Yeah, honestly. If you went to band camp with me and you remember something funny that I did that I don't remember, let us know.
Let us know. Just tell us, girl. Just write us something.
Please do.
All right. Got it.
All right.
And that's all right, it.
That's it for us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye. Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.